T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Once I lent a copy of my movie Fahrenheit 451 to a close friend because I thought he would like it. If you don't know, it's a movie about this future society. It's a Ray Bradbury story about a world in which firefighters search out and burn books.
Is it true that a long time ago, firemen used to put out fires and not burn books?
6 months later, my friend still hadn't watched it. And when I asked about it, he admitted that it was lost in his kitchen pantry somewhere back with the cake mixes. Well, maybe that was just a boring movie, but the same thing has happened to me when I lend people exciting films.
Leave him alone! He's gonna get us all killed. I'm gonna get rid of him.
We're not getting rid of anybody. We're gonna stick together just like it used to be. When you side with a man, you stay with him, and if you can't do that, you're like some animal. You're finished. We're finished.
Before the pandemic hit, I lent a friend who likes westerns, my favorite western, The Wild Bunch with William Holden and Ernest Borgnine. There's not a book burning in the whole movie. But I still don't think he has watched it. Whenever I ask him about it, he puts his head down and looks at the carpet and says, I'll get to it eventually. Several years ago, a friend in the KMOX newsroom lent me one of those critter cages because he knew I had squirrels in my attic. I was supposed to return it after a few squirrels, but then I broke it. The bottom metal screen that the trap was mounted on came loose, and I was always meaning to fix it before I'd give it back to him, and I never got around to it. Finally, he had to drive all the way to my house and pick it up. I felt awful. More recently, I borrowed a ladder from a friend to paint the house. Originally, I told him I just need it for a weekend, but now it's been 3 weeks. He's going to have to come by the house soon and pick it up because now he needs the ladder. I find that when it comes to borrowing and lending, the same things that annoy me about people I lend things to, I do when I borrow things. Maybe Shakespeare was right. In one of his plays, he said, "Never a borrower or a lender be, because borrowing dulls the edge of friendship." With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.